You're listening to SBS News.
Both Israel and Hamas, which rules the Gaza Strip, have accepted an Egyptian brokered deal to cease fighting as of 2 a.m. local time, 9 a.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time Friday morning, to end the 11-day bloodshed. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office announced that the Israeli Security Cabinet approved on Thursday night the Egyptian brokered ceasefire with Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The decision came after a 2.5-hour discussion and was unanimously approved by the ministers, according to the office's statement. Hamas spokesman in Gaza, Hazem Qassem, says Hamas Politburo chief Ismail Haniyeh was informed of the timing of the truce by Egypt. The Egyptian mediator informed Hamas that Israel had agreed to a mutual ceasefire, and therefore we also agree to the ceasefire, a Hamas source said, on condition of anonymity. Taher al-Nunu, the media advisor of Mr. Haniyeh in Gaza, said the Palestinian armed resistance will be committed to the agreement as long as the Israeli side is. U.S. President Joe Biden hailed the ceasefire, saying he sees a genuine opportunity towards the larger goal of building a lasting peace in the Middle East, crediting the Egyptian government for its crucial role in brokering the ceasefire.
You know, we've held intensive high-level discussions, hour by hour, literally. Egypt, the Palestinian Authority, and other Middle Eastern countries, with the aim of avoiding the sort of prolonged conflict we've seen in previous years, when the hostilities have broken out. I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role in this diplomacy.
Mr. Biden spoke of the contributions of other countries who worked to end the hostilities and offered condolences to those killed on both the Israeli and Palestinian sides of the conflict.
I also appreciate the contributions of other parties in the region who've been engaged in working toward the end of hostilities. These hostilities have resulted in the tragic deaths of so many civilians, including children. And I send my sincere condolences to all the families, Israeli and Palestinian, who have lost loved ones, and my hope for a full recovery for the wounded.
The U.S. president added that the United States is committed to working with the United Nations and other international stakeholders to provide rapid humanitarian assistance and to marshal international support for the people of Gaza and reconstruction efforts there in a way that does not allow Hamas to restock its arsenal.
We will do this in full partnership with the Palestinian Authority, not Hamas, Authority, in a manner that does not permit Hamas to simply restock its military arsenal.
The UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres, welcomed the ceasefire and lauded the efforts of Egypt and Qatar in bringing it about.
I welcome the ceasefire between Gaza and Israel after 11 days of deadly hostilities. I extend my deepest condolences to the victims of the violence and their loved ones. I commend Egypt and Qatar for the efforts carried out in close coordination with the UN to help restore calm to Gaza and Israel. And I call on all sides to observe the ceasefire.
Mr. Guterres said he hoped the ceasefire would lead to serious dialogue between both sides to address the root causes of the conflict.
I appeal to the international community to work with the United Nations on developing an integrated, robust package of support for a swift, sustainable reconstruction and recovery that supports the Palestinian people and strengthens their institutions. I stress that Israeli and Palestinian leaders have a responsibility beyond the restoration of calm to start a serious dialogue to address the root causes of the conflict.
Following the announcement of the ceasefire, Egypt's representative at the United Nations, Mohamed Idris, announced to member states that it will fund efforts to rebuild parts of the Palestinian territory damaged in the fighting.
We have announced that we've allocated $500 million in the context of an Egyptian initiative for the reconstruction of the Gaza Strip, and we've also announced that specialist Egyptian companies will be involved in the reconstruction process.
The president of the UN General Assembly, Volkan Bozkir, welcomed the ceasefire, saying it was overdue and reassuring.
This shows that when the General Assembly takes the lead and member states speak up together, we get results. Second, Israel, as an occupying power, must adhere to international human rights and humanitarian law. We must address critical humanitarian needs of the Palestinians. This includes mobilizing support for UNRWA and rebuilding vital public infrastructure that has been destroyed, particularly in Gaza.
Gilad Erdan, Israel's permanent representative to the UN, has equated Hamas's actions against Israel to those of the Nazis and ISIS.
Sadly, in today's debate, we are not seeing a defense of the goals laid out for the UN, but rather an indifference to Hamas's charter, which, like the Nazis, is committed to the genocide of the Jewish people. We see an attempt to create a false moral equivalence, an immoral equivalence, between Israel, a democracy that seeks peace and abides by international law, and a murderous terrorist organization with an ideology similar to ISIS.
Throughout the 11-day conflict, Israel inflicted heavy damage on Hamas, but was unable to prevent the rocket fire that has disrupted life for millions of Israelis for more than a decade. Israel launched hundreds of airstrikes during the operation, targeting what it said was Hamas's military infrastructure, including a vast tunnel network. Hamas and other military groups embedded in residential areas have fired over 4,000 rockets at Israeli cities, with hundreds falling short and most of the rest intercepted. In an interview from Gaza with SBS Arabic 24, journalist Fadi Hussam said in Gaza, everyday life is now very difficult.
The humanitarian situation here is very difficult. Many homes and buildings were destroyed. There are entire neighborhoods destroyed. There are so far 107,000 Palestinians who fled their homes, of whom 47,000 are in 58 shelter centers across Gaza. And these centers use the buildings of UNRWA schools.
At least 230 Palestinians have been killed, according to Gaza health officials, while 12 people in Israel have died. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.